From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We invite you to stay tuned for a message from God's Word, preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. This week, Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled Christ-Centered Worship, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text, the opening phrase of verse 2, defines true biblical worship, which, as we've already seen, is our response to who God is. Then the text denotes the way to worship. The psalmist worshiped toward God's holy temple, that place which in its every part typified the Lord Jesus Christ. So our worship is to be toward Christ, who is our only mediator. He alone is the divine standard for true worship. This flies in the face of the modern concept of worship experiences, which try to appeal to whatever is up to date or relevant. God alone has the right to say how we are to worship Him. The elements of the world have no place in true worship. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a couple of minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called An Expert Searcher. The text is found in Ezekiel 34, verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. This he does at the first, when his elect are like wandering sheep that know not the shepherd or the fold. How wonderfully doth the Lord find out his chosen! Jesus is great as a seeking shepherd, as well as a saving shepherd. Though many of those his Father gave him have gone as near to hell gate as they well can, yet the Lord, by searching and seeking, discovers them and draws nigh to them in grace. He has sought out us. Let us have good hope for those who are laid upon our hearts in prayer, for He will find them out also. The Lord repeats this process when any of His flock stray from the pastures of truth and holiness. They may fall into gross error, sad sin, and grievous hardness, but yet the Lord, who has become a surety for them to His Father, will not suffer one of them to go so far as to perish. He will, by providence and grace, pursue them into foreign lands, into abodes of poverty, into dens of obscurity, into deeps of despair. He will not lose one of all that the Father has given him. It is a point of honor with Jesus to seek and to save all the flock without a single exception. What a promise to plead if at this hour I am compelled to cry, I have gone astray like a lost sheep.
Yes.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
go back to Deuteronomy chapter 12. Now, I realize that this must be understood in spiritual terms for us. And I say that right up front for somebody otherwise is likely to say I'm calling for physical violence. I am not. The children of Israel, however, were God's earthly people. They were sent into a physical situation. They were faced with people already in possession. They were faced with gods already being worshipped. And verse 2 says, utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods. Verse 3, overthrow their altars, break down their pillars, burn their groves with fire, hew down the graven images of their gods, and destroy the names of them out of that place. Verse 13, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou shalt, that thou seest. Take heed. In other words, the Lord said there's a place where I will be worshipped. There is a way in which I will be worshipped. And no other. Now, in so-called Christianity, and this predates even the Roman Catholic Church, so we can't blame it all on them, though they have continued it, and they have gloried in it. But there has been this propensity to go into a heathen situation and to accept as much of that heathenism as can possibly be accepted and put a so-called Christian face on it so that you have the worship of devils with a crucifix. You have the worship of devils with a scriptural text added to it. And this is the very opposite to what God commands. He's saying, I am instituting the worship that is truly divine, and I'm instituting the place of the worship and the methods of the worship, and I'm banning everything that is of merely human origin, and I am outlawing everything that is of mere human innovation. He condemned the Jews in later times for their worship, even when they were proud of it. You remember what he said in Isaiah 65? If you look at verses 2 and 3 and then verse 5, he says, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, they that sacrificeth in gardens, burneth incense upon altars of brick. In other words, that were deliberately breaking the command of Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5, which say, stand by thyself. This is the Jew to other people. Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. They were proud of their worship. We feel good about our worship. But God says, these are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Now, this is one area where we need to bow down before God and accept that He alone has the right to establish how we are to worship Him. This is what's called the regulative principle of worship. I'm not going into the regulative principle in general today or in any detail. What I'm dealing with is a very particular aspect of it. And that is simply that the elements and content of our worship must center on and faithfully express the glorious truths of the gospel of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Understand what I'm saying? The content, the method, the elements that we introduce into the worship of the church or even into personal worship must center on the gospel and must faithfully express the glorious truth of Christ's finished work. Anything else is abominable to God.
There's no other way to worship.
As I said, this is one area where we need to bow down submissively. And that's something that many refuse to do. Let me give you a couple of examples. There's a magazine that preachers get. Some do. I don't. But I was reading from their summer 2001 issue. They carried a couple of articles called Leadership Journal. And they carried a couple of articles that highlight this problem. First article is an interview with a professional marketer, a Christian who's a professional in marketing. And he spoke of how retailers were going about their business. Retailers no longer simply open up a shop and try to sell you an item. All the ladies will know this immediately. Even I, who am most insensitive to these things, even I recognize it. You go into a store, and what they're aiming to do now is to provide an experience merely than market a product. And of course, in providing the experience, they're going to market the product. And as he described this, the interviewer said to him, asked him, well, how does all this apply to the church? And I'm delighted with his reply. He said, it doesn't. Underline this, it doesn't. And I'm quoting, when the church gets into the business of staging experiences, that quickly becomes idolatry. And then he went on to say, increasingly, you find people talking about the worship experience rather than the worship service. And this reflects what's happening in the world. And he's dead on right. Now, the next article was by a preacher. And he says, and I quote, people are on a search for the spiritual. Somehow or other, he seems to have forgotten Romans chapter 3, where Paul, inspired by God, quotes the Old Testament saying, there is none that seeketh after God. So whatever they're on a search for, it's not the God of truth. But anyway, he says, people are on a search for the spiritual. And what they're looking for is far more experiential than cerebral. Now listen to this. Instead of thinking their way into feeling, they are feeling their way into thinking. Now put these together. We have a marketer and a minister. And the marketer sees the danger of taking the ways of the world and bringing them into the church. And the minister's pleading that we do that very thing. The result is worship. That is a feel-good exercise that may include anything that's relevant. That's the buzzword. Anything that speaks the language of today. That's why you can have rock music. That music, born in hell, conceived by the devil, brought out of a culture, if you want to call it that, and that's the proper name for it is out of a worship of sin, Satan, and hell. Brought out of a culture of permissivism, wicked immorality, deliberate breach of the law of God, that every part of it intended to express a total repudiation of God. And now we are told you can take that, you can bring it in, you can sanctify it, you can offer it up to God, and it will be well pleasing in His sight. And I tell you, when Satan is welcome in heaven, then you can offer that to God, but not until then. Once you get into the business of creating an experience, it's the experience that matters. And we are feeling our way into thinking. We're going to define truth by what we feel, rather than control what we feel by absolute truth. You have jettisoned Christianity and you have laid hold of this modern, well, it's really not all that modern. I'm fed up listening to postmodernism. It's as much modern or postmodern as the devil himself, this so-called modern notion that there are no absolutes. Sinners have never believed in absolutes. Sinners have believed in themselves and their lusts, and it's still the same today. Let me give you another couple of examples. I could go on all day in this, you know. But let me give you a couple of examples. We got an email. I laughed at it, but it really is very sad. I got an email this last week from a gentleman introducing himself. I am a Christian comedian, asking for a meeting. He'd even do a Sunday morning. He could be here making you laugh this morning. I usually have my airfare plus $1,500 or $1,350. Since I'm going to be in your area, I'm willing to leave out the airfare. Thank you. And I'm even willing to give you a cut price. You can have me for $750. I wouldn't let him put his, well, I'd be careful here, his feet in this pulpit if he was to pay me $1,500. I want to go to a music hall and listen to a clown, I'll go. But don't tell me it's the worship of God. It's not.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.